You're listening to SBS News.
A musical welcome is part of the festivities of Melbourne's Immigration Museum as it celebrates Australia's Turkish communities. Far away, in a quiet house in Sydney, three generations of the Kaya family are reflecting on life in Australia. Now 97 years old, Yasser Kaya arrived on the first flight to Australia from Turkey on October the 14th, 1968, after a migration agreement between the two countries signed a year earlier.
Actually, I liked Australia in every aspect. Beautiful country. It's multicultural. People from different cultures are getting along very well. They see each other as brothers and sisters. Because of this, there is no problem.
Mr. Kaya says he came to Australia hoping to save enough money to buy a house in Turkey. Instead, he decided to make Australia home. Life was good, although he admits Australia's role at Gallipoli during World War I did taint some of his early experiences with an Australian workmate.
We often talked, but when he learned that I was Turkish, he stopped talking to me. I asked him why he didn't talk to me anymore, and he told me that my grandfather killed his grandfather. This was his reason why he stopped talking to me. I asked him where he was killed, and he said it was in Gallipoli.
Also on board the 1968 flight was Mr. Kaya's wife Fatima and their children. Initially, Ms. Kaya says she also thought the family would stay for a few years and eventually return to Turkey.
Yes, we thought about that. In the beginning, we wanted to earn money, then go back to Turkey to buy a house. But it didn't happen. We worked here and my kids grew up here. When they started to go to school, I thought we were too settled for them to go back to school in Turkey. I didn't want them to go back and start school in Turkey again. It was difficult to go back because of this, and we didn't have any intention to go back after that. But we went to Turkey frequently for holidays with my family.
The signing of the 1967 agreement led to the launch of recruitment campaigns in Turkey, encouraging people to migrate with promises of work, open spaces, affordable housing and endless sun and surf. Around 19,000 assisted Turkish migrants arrived in Australia between 1968 and 1974 through the agreement. It represented a significant step in the gradual dismantling of the White Australia policy after a 1966 migration review. The policy officially ended in 1973. An Emeritus Professor of Sociology at the University of Technology, Sydney, Andrew Jakubovic, says the Turkish migrants were replacing Italians and Greeks in many cases.
After the recession of the early 1960s, many of the Italians and Greeks and other Southern Europeans had started to go back to Europe as the European economies started to pick up. So Australia was looking for new workers, particularly industrial workers. Secondly, we'd signed the international agreement, the United Nations International Agreement Against Racial Discrimination, which was one of the signals of the ending of White Australia, though it hadn't actually officially ended at that point.
While small numbers of Turkish Cypriots had migrated in earlier decades, the 1967 migration agreement was the first signed with a majority Muslim country. The mainly Sunni Muslims, many of them rural workers, arrived along with small groups of political activists of all persuasions, Turkish-born Kurds, Alawis and others. Professor Jakubovic says many Turkish government agents were in the mix too, arriving to keep an eye on what was happening with the Turkish communities, as they were in West Germany. But the vast majority were simply ordinary families, looking for a better life. There were few support services, and for the Kaya's daughter Umut, who arrived at the age of 11, it was other migrants who helped her fit in.
Outside of our life at home, at school, and we had mainly Greek friends because we were very similar with food and culture, and we had made a lot of Greek friends, more than anyone else.
And Umut Kaya says being from a Muslim country didn't attract the attention it does today.
It wasn't an issue back then. It was more acceptable then. But now, as you know, I don't even understand what happened to the Muslim community. Turkish Muslims are very different to the other Muslim countries. It wasn't an issue at all. No, not like this anyway. Mm. Not like this.
As for granddaughter Esther Kaya, born in Australia, she says she feels she is one of the winners in this migration story.
We sometimes underestimate how lucky we are, and I say this probably on behalf of my sister and my cousins, that we are blessed with a family that came out here with nothing and grew it into something to give us an amazing lifestyle. I think sometimes we, and I should probably speak for all ethnic families and kids and people at my age, that we have been given gold on a platter to make our lives better.
Today, around 60,000 Turkish speakers live in Australia, with many more claiming Turkish ancestry. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.